Betrayal. You know, it's a word that just hits hard. It conjures up all these feelings of pain, anger, and loss. But what if the real story of betrayal is way bigger than a broken heart or a fractured friendship? What if that's just the tip of the iceberg? That's what we're going to dig into.
So let's start right there. What does that word really mean? Because as we are about to see, its definition expands in these ways that can challenge not just our personal relationships, but our entire view of the world.
When we hear betrayal, this is usually what pops into our heads, right? That personal, sharp sting of deception from someone we trusted. It's the kind of harm we all recognize, the one we've probably all felt at some point. Let's think of this as our starting point.
But that personal sting, well, it's just one small part of a much larger, way more complex landscape. We're about to zoom out and explore the other territories of betrayal, from the institutions we're supposed to rely on, all the way up to the very systems that govern our lives.
Okay, so let's start on that ground floor we all know so well. Section one, the personal sting. This is really the foundation of how we understand betrayal. It's that wound we all recognize.
We know these stories intimately, don't we? A partner's infidelity, a friend who's disloyal when you need them most, a promise from a family member that gets shattered. It can even be something like an employer you've been loyal to for years, letting you go without a second thought. Every single one is a violation of trust that just cuts right to the core.
And the impact is never minor. The feeling is best described as having your entire emotional world completely shattered. It just destabilizes everything. This personal pain is so profoundly real, and it's the foundation for understanding all the other layers that come next.
But that personal pain can be scaled up. So let's zoom out to our second level. What happens when our institutions fail us? This is when the very pillars of trust in our community start to crumble.
And this is a completely different kind of pain. It's not just one person letting you down. It's an entire system you believed in. It's a shattering of the perceived sanctity and safety of a place you once saw as a refuge. All of a sudden, that safe harbor feels incredibly treacherous.
I mean, we see this in the headlines all the time, right? Religious organizations hiding abuse, corporations knowingly putting dangerous products on the market, community leaders embezzling money that was meant for schools. Each one is a betrayal of trust on a massive scale.
And the effect it has on us? It creates this profound sense of disorientation. Because if you can't trust your church, or the companies that make your food, or even your local leaders, well, where do you turn? The very architecture of your belief system starts to crumble, and you're left feeling completely lost.
Okay, let's zoom out one more level. Section three, society's broken contract. This is when it feels like the entire system, the very agreement we have with society itself, is being violated.
At the heart of all this is an idea called the social contract. It's basically this unspoken agreement, right? We as citizens agree to follow the rules, and in return, we trust that the system will be just and fair and protect us. It's the absolute bedrock of a functioning society.
But what happens when that contract gets broken? When corruption is everywhere, when justice seems to apply to some people but not others, or when basic human rights are just ignored? These aren't just policy failures. They feel like profound betrayals of that core agreement we all thought we had. The result is like a society-wide sickness. People become cynical. They stop participating in civic life. They feel vulnerable and totally unprotected by the very structures that were meant to keep them safe. Trust in the entire system just erodes.
And now, we get to the deepest, most existential level of them all. Section 4, a deeper spiritual crisis. This is about questioning the very foundations of your faith and your sense of meaning in the universe.
Now, what's really important to understand here is that this isn't a simple rejection of belief. It's actually more of a painful internal struggle, a true crisis of faith that can only come from a place of deep prior commitment.
This crisis can be triggered by immense, unexplainable suffering. Think about the person who prays fervently for healing but receives none, or someone who looks out at the world and sees so much injustice that it just seems to contradict the very idea of a just and loving divine power.
The feeling this creates can be absolutely devastating. It's a profound sense of being abandoned or deceived by the divine. The ultimate source of comfort and meaning suddenly feels like the ultimate source of betrayal.
So, we've seen betrayal on four different levels now. This last section brings it all together to look at the psychological aftermath.
the trauma of lost trust, and how it fundamentally reshapes our world.
Psychologists actually have a term for this. It's called betrayal trauma theory. And it suggests that betrayal isn't just an event that happens to you, it's a process that fundamentally changes how you see everything.
Just think about that shift in worldview. Before a major betrayal, the world might feel relatively stable, predictable, maybe even safe. But afterwards, that whole foundation shatters. The world can become a place of uncertainty, of constant threat, and of deep unease.
And this shift has real, tangible consequences. A constant feeling of being unsafe, being on high alert for the next threat, finding it almost impossible to trust new people. It's like your internal compass feels broken, and even when you're surrounded by people, there is this deep and pervasive loneliness.
This new reality is captured perfectly by one word: a minefield. What was once solid ground now feels perilous. Every step you take is risky. Every new relationship is a potential source of pain. It's a complete recalibration of your entire existence.
And all of this leaves us with one final critical question. We've seen how betrayal can shatter the foundations of our lives on every single level: personal, institutional, societal, and even spiritual. So if trust really is the bedrock we build everything on, how do we ever begin to rebuild on such fundamentally broken ground?